The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now we are going to talk weddings. You know, most of us try to go green and be sustainable for most of the time. But there are occasions when we say, to hell with that, life's too short. And a wedding might be one such time when we throw caution to the wind and bring out the bling without much thought for the environmental impact. But it doesn't have to be like that. I'm joined by Jo Linehan, climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So the impact of weddings, I mean, is it severe?
It's pretty severe. And like you said, Pat, again, here I am, Debbie Downer. But, you know, it's one of those once in a lifetime, hopefully, fingers crossed occasions. And people do just tend to throw caution to the wind and go all out. What I would really say is if you're minding your pocket and if you do have any kind of mind in the environment, it is worth just considering the impact with small things. Like you can look at a couple areas of the wedding and really make a big impact
okay,
in those.
But Earth Trust, which is a UK charity, you tell me that they suggest the average wedding equates to the CO2 emissions of 5 people for a whole year.
Yes, but like if you think about it, that makes total sense. If you think of all the people who are getting into their cars, driving to a venue, you've got this big venue, it may not run on renewable energy, you've got a lot of food, which means a lot of waste, you've got the fashion, everyone there is buying probably a single use outfit to wear. We've all been there when we needed the last minute thing and we think, I'll just wear it for the wedding and then I'll get rid of it. So all of that really, really adds up.
Now, you're going to suggest a few what you might call low impact venues.
Yes, I think one of the two areas to really look at for a wedding are the venue, because that really is where everything happens. So if you can really get the venue good, that's great. And then food waste. And again, that comes down to the venue. And there's so many amazing venues in Ireland now who mightn't necessarily advertise themselves as sustainable wedding venues, but they're doing really great things as part of their own ethos. And that'll impact your wedding. So for instance, Hotel Doolin, which was Ireland's first ever carbon neutral hotel, they have a great initiative for every event that they have, including weddings. They'll plant 10 native trees, which is wonderful. So that's to try and offset the carbon emissions.
But you'd have to cycle there, wouldn't you, to be really green?
Well, they do have EV chargers, so you can charge up over there if you want. So that's fantastic. Then in Cork, you have the River Lee, a fabulous hotel right on the river, close to UCC, so great for photographs. And they have many, many green certificates. They really make an effort across all fronts to be a little more sustainable. Then you've got really cool venues. One that I came across was 10 Bridge Street in Killorgan. They actually have really cool technology baked into their service to reduce food waste, but that's in a 200-year-old church. So you might think you're going to have to go some really bland for sustainability, but you don't. There's amazing venues who'll help you out.
Now, in terms of the wedding dress, what can you do?
That is another one that has a massive impact.
Because they're flown from South Africa, from Vietnam, from all over the place.
They cost a fortune. A lot of the time, the materials aren't fantastic. But look, if you get the kick out of it, like that's great. But you might be only wearing that once. Hopefully you're only wearing it once in your life. And a white dress, not many of us have an occasion to wear that over and over again. So there's great Irish companies that are popping up to really tackle this. If you're someone who maybe is okay with buying a dress that has been worn once and you are happy to wear it, there's two companies. There's Cirque Bridal and there's Rebride. And both of those Irish companies allow you to buy pre-loved wedding dresses at knockdown prices. So they also stock things like sample dresses from really great designers, so you'll get a really, really good price. And then when you're finished with it, you can sell it on again, which is fantastic.
I know Isabel Gleason, who founded Rebride, is great business.
It's an amazing business. And I know so many brides who've gone for it and have loved it. And what I would say about that is sometimes you'll be able to afford a dress that maybe was a little bit out of your bracket because it is secondhand. So that's a great one. And then Bernardo's have two amazing shops in Wexford and Dublin, Dunleary, I believe. And that's the Bernardo's Bridal Rooms. And what they do is they get all of these beautiful dresses from fabulous shops all over the country that are maybe, have been out on display or maybe need a little bit of love. But again, a great way to buy a discounted wedding dress and save from landfill.
Now, if you're a guest and you want to wear something really flash, you can rent it.
I'm all about this because, again, you know, if you're someone who's facing into a summer next year of, you know, 3, 4, 5 weddings, which many of us have been through, you maybe want a new outfit every time, but you don't want the expense and you don't want the hassle. And that's where these fantastic rental companies come in. So Rag Revolution, dressedup.ie, Happy Days. I've tried these services. It's fantastic. You can order your dress or multiple dresses. Again, go for something maybe a little glitzier than you would afford and then be able to send it back and they'll dry clean it.
And what about Covet?
Covet is fantastic. That's a really, really old business. Covet were actually renting dresses before it was even cool. They're based in Powerscourt and they have amazing, really high-end designers. So your Alexander McQueen's gorgeous pieces that you can rent.
Now, that's the guest attire. What about things like invitations, you know, the printing and fancy envelopes and all the rest of it, and the flowers?
Well, it's really interesting. I found myself, people are either in two camps. You've got people who have kind of gone new age and they don't want anything to do with these sitting down and handwriting invites and posts, and they just want to do it digitally. And that's a great way to do it and save the waste. There's an Irish company called Say I Do, so you can do everything digitally. And I suppose what's handy about that is that that then has all of your information, like, you know, your dietary requirements, who's RSV for what. So that's really handy. If you do want to go traditional and you want to go for the actual physical invitations, there's two great Irish businesses. There's Coil Design and there's The Paper Shop, and they both offer really great low impact paper. So either recycled paper, seed paper, so when you get it, you can, once you get your invite, you can plant it in the garden because it has wildflowers in it. So really creative ways of, you know, doing the invitations beautifully but low impact.
Now what about the flowers? Because, you know, they look great on the day and they might have another few days left in them, but they're abandoned.
Yes, and this is something when I spoke to wedding planners that they said for them was the thing that really broke their heart. You know, people spend so much money on flowers. They're so expensive and they add so much to the day. But what their two tips for me were, if you are going to get your flowers, try to support local. Go for a business that maybe uses local flowers, wildflowers. Go for a business that's really low on packaging, because a lot of the time there's just reams of plastic and paper. And then make sure that if you're using flowers in the church or the wedding venue, that you move them to your afters to make sure that there's no waste. And at the end of the day, give it to people. Give them to guests who are going home. It's a lovely thing to give people at the end of the day.
And confetti is not allowed in many churchyards now, but if you are using confetti in some other location, any alternative?
Yes, you can use real dried flowers, or you can use biodegradable. And it is a lovely moment. And as you say, Pat, it went out of fashion for environmental reasons. But there's a great Irish business, rosepetals.ie, and they have biodegradable options there.
Jo Lennon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.